Welcome to the first half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back for another fight episode. And guess what?
We got a special guest in the building, and I can't wait to get started.
Hey, we just going to jump into it, Dev. Let's roll. Let's
you
roll.
You already know who it is. It's Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Dangerous Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Choke Your Mama, a.k.a. Choke Your Papa. And today, we got a very special guest. We got Mo to the... Her eyes are not far apart, y'all. They in the right place.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
No Moesha.
No Moesha.
What? Hey, yo. The slander.
Listen, man, introduce yourself.
Hola, darlings. It's Moby outside. How y'all doing?
Hey, everybody at home.
Yeah.
Let's they told go. Me to stop screaming, but I'm feeling good. It's the Prince of Hunting Park.
Cocaine.
The BBW lover.
Cocaine.
The pregnant woman slayer, Mr. Two push-ups a night? The man built in the image of God himself? Slice Diddy.
It's the North. Philly legend.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Mansion's finest. The BBW hater. The pregnant woman creator. They still calling me Jesus' first cousin. He go raw because the condom keep bussing. From North Philly to South Beach, because that's about as long as this pipe reach. You should always fuck with a chick that stutter from the get-go, because you might bust your nut before she say no.
And ladies,
sucking dick is good for your mental health, so don't do it for him.
Do it for yourself.
G_winner.
All right, all right.
Let's go.
I don't want to play no games. We're therapists, so we're going to help this person at home. Did I pronounce that right?
Therapists. Yes.
Thank you.
All the people at legal.
Don't sue us. I want to get right into it because this one is a wild one.
Okay.
Dear Talk Heavy Podcast, I'm your biggest fan. Me and my sis check this show out every week. Y'all are the funniest, and that's for real. Hear my situation out. I was trying to catch up on some bills this time, and it really got to me. So I began to get money the best way I knew how. Don't judge me because I have to feed my kids. I was arrested for prostitution because of it. I got probation and a shitload of court fees and fines. I think it's bullshit that the law go against me using my body. I feel it should be legal because people should be able to engage in prostitution, especially when men can legally sell their semen. I can sell my organs, but I can't sell my sex. Man, I can't sell my sex for a few dollars. Pussy ain't free. These laws is out of pockets. Do y'all agree?
Hold up. What she means, sell her organs? What?
What?
She said she can sell her organs.
Yeah, when you
can.
While you alive?
Yeah.
Don't I need them?
Not all of them.
Oh, you mean like sell a kidney?
Yeah.
And a vagina is an organ.
I don't know about that.
She said she's using hers.
So she's saying men can sell semen, too. Like, why is it...
They're selling semen to reproduce, bro.
So she's saying, why can't she sell pussy? That
she
is
can
a hard
sell
question.
Eggs. She can sell eggs.
She can sell ass?
Eggs. Eggs.
Oh,
eggs.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, I mean... Here we go. But yeah. I didn't know she could sell eggs. I don't know how that worked. But yeah, semen, that's different. You're selling your sperm so that people can have kids. I understand the idea of, at the end of the day, if it's her body and she want to sell that service. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had people come on the show that do massages where the dicks go in between the coochie lips and they get paid.
She got a very valid point.
Prostitution is legal in Vegas, right?
In Vegas.
You can suck dick outside.
So...
I don't think you can suck dick outside in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean.
I think he means at night. At night?
Daytime.
No way.
Like places where weed is legal, right? Can you walk around smoking weed? Okay, so if prostitution is legal, you should be able to get your dick sucked outside in the daytime.
It's kids outside.
It's kids see you smoking weed, right?
Yeah, him and huh? So let me hear this kid theory you about to go with.
No D.
Here we go, man.
Here's the thing.
Shout out to Quilly, by the way, man.
He's the slang.
Shout out to the guy.
He's just making history, man, 100%. All the time.
You gonna wear a No Diddy shirt?
No, I'm 100%. not.
Why?
You 100% gonna wear it?
100%. If I want to, when Quilly drop it, I'm wearing it.
If Quilly drop it, I'm not wearing it. I'm buying it, but I'm not wearing it. I'm so buying it.
Yeah, I'll support Quilly by wearing a Quilly shirt. How about that?
There you go.
It's gonna say no Diddy on the
Dab's still trying to get signed to Bad Boy.
No, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not. I'm definitely not, man. Oh, where was we? Where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, you have a draw? You have a draw, Diddy?
No.
Never.
Oh, no.
You draw P. Diddy?
Yo.
He's an artist.
No, listen. Growing up as a youngster, I used to get money in the 90s airbrushing t-shirts, and people used to get LL Cool J, Puff Daddy and the Family was a big joint. That album was crazy. I used to paint him and Mace a lot, and wrestlers.
You ever put a dildo next to Puff on the back of a jean jacket?
No, Diddy.
Back then, nobody ever heard of these dildo stories that Cam'ron brought to the light.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mo, what you feel? Do you feel like you should be able to sell your coochie if you wanted to?
I feel like she went about it the wrong
way. I'm talking about yours.
So you're saying that you know a better way to sell coochie?
Yeah,
All I'm saying is that people legally do it all the time and don't go to jail.
Who's the people?
OnlyFans.
Who's the people?
OnlyFans, there's women and men that enter into relationships and they using them, and you know what I mean? So there's an understanding. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, she didn't have to go outside in that way.
She got a point, Dell. I don't mean to cut you off. Who getting locked the fuck up? Like, is she standing on a stroll?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like,
how the fuck she get caught?
So, this the thing. So one of my peoples back in the day that was like a porn star, but this the problem with the porn shit. Porn is only legal to film in like certain areas, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So when people are doing porn, like, I'm not going to say maybe New York's not legal.
So we all getting booked.
Damn. You getting booked.
The whole world getting booked.
The whole world getting booked.
So basically what happened was some of the scenes are really shot somewhere else, right? They're shot in New York in different places. Mm-hmm. The chick did a scene in a hotel room, but it was the bondage type of shit. Mm-hmm. The bull was making noise, like getting hit and everything. So somebody in a hotel called saying they heard screams in a joint.
When the cops came in.
When the cops came there, saw that it was all these cameras and stuff in there.
These ones?
No. cameras and stuff in there. The charge that they had to hit her with was a prostitution charge because you're having sex for money.
I think that that's the reason that the OnlyFans stuff is legal, because there's actually no intercourse like happening in real time. You can't see
that. No, but they go on tour, darling. Like, it happens eventually.
Because, no, matter of fact, it's like, yo, you could, that kind of is prostitution because they be fucking on OnlyFans and you could see the money exchange. You could see how much.
It's a transaction.
You could see the money.
It's illegal pornography shooting. Not prostitution. I think that was the only charge they could hit her, like stick with her, was like, okay, well, you received money to have sex. Mm-hmm. You've already confirmed that.
So what happens if you're on OnlyFans and they've got like the remote control, John?
Oh, so that's she's his talking
shit.
About
he liked the remote control shit.
I used to like that remote control shit. So look, every time you put a dollar, the vibrator go off and she'd be like, that part. Yeah. So I understand what's happening.
That might be epilepsy.
She might have a fucking. Is that a form of participating in some type of prostitution? Because you're paying a currency for sexual acts to happen.
So is it legal?
But you're not actually in the building.
Is it legal to sell dick or only pussy?
It's illegal to sell dick as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
We don't tell though.
Yeah, niggas.
Hold on, what you mean? People,
women don't tell.
Oh, you said we as women.
Women don't tell.
Have you purchased
before?
Dick?
No, that's awful. It's free everywhere.
Okay. No.
Fuck, it's not free everywhere.
It is.
It's not free everywhere.
It's free.
You at least give up some fruit snacks. Now, I'm just saying.
Now you're gonna eat the baby snacks.
That's how I go.
Mercy.
Fuck them kids.
Ooh. There you go.
That's crazy. You know what? So this is the thing. I want to know from our guest. Do you feel that a woman should be able to make that choice for themselves no matter what state that they're in?
I think that everyone should be able to make that decision. I do understand that a lot of people are uncouth. So, like, we got to put rules and laws in place so they don't be outside, you know, on the soccer field, on the football field, trying to get on them.
Hold on, I got to ask a question. This is very important. I'm trying to get somewhere here.
Okay.
So, you know, when politicians claim, when they run for office and everything, they claim to be certain religions and they claim that their laws are based on their
religiously.
Faith. That's why they say you can't steal. We're going to make it against the law. You can't kill, because these are based off 10 commandments and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So do you don't believe that making something like prostitution illegal helps stop our daughters from thinking that it's something okay to do? Because most people believe if something is legal, that means it's okay. That's why a person will fuck a person when they're 18, but not 17, or when a person will do anything they do.
Some niggas fuck girls before they 18.
But we don't like
that. What I'm saying
is, shout out Biggie Smalls.
Stop.
I mean, Mo said it.
Yo, bro.
Mo said it.
Bro. Google did it. Google said it.
No. Mo
came in and saying some bullshit before the show.
But what I'm saying is,
they didn't like it. The truth is the truth.
It's obvious that our legal things that we agree on legally, and we make that a rule, is what we apply our morals to. So if we said that prostitution was legal the way stripping is, the way twerking is,
come on,
are more of our daughters the same way they would twerk or strip.
Damn, talking heavy.
They would become, because this is the thing, this is real shit. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, and I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm 44. When I was younger, it was real rare to know a joint that stripped. It was rare. It was like a big deal. It was like, yo,
they were secretive about it. It wasn't a badge of honor.
And it was just way less of them. It was like, yo, you know, Tanisha, she actually stripped. Like, she stripped. It was rare. Where when that became more popular through a lot of the, like, South music, right. ATL becoming real popular, especially, and I'm speaking for up north, y'all, Philadelphia, Jersey area, right? It put it on the map where now Onyx, everybody was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What you think gonna happen with prostitution if they said, nah, this is legal across the board? How many more girls in our neighborhoods will become prostitutes?
I mean, it'll help the economy, though, wouldn't it?
No, because Uncle Sam's just gonna tax it. It's gonna be weird. No. I don't think that the legality of the thing. I know, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know that the legality of the thing is gonna encourage a thing. Or I do agree with you that it drives our morals, right? Because as Black people, there's lots of things that were illegal for us to do. And so the people of the global minority decided that that was their morality, right? And so to your point, yes, the laws dictate our morals in a way.
I think it's stupid as hell.
But like...
if a woman could stick a vacuum cleaner in her cooch and suck a baby out till it's dead, she should be able to sell some pussy.
Absolutely.
That's what there's nothing in our country that they've made illegal that we haven't found a way to do anyway.
And they don't even tax abortions. You don't even pay tax. It's just a straight up fee. You don't even pay tax.
He got like 10 of them on his belt.
I got 8.
Cash apps. Okay.
I like to have people think about this stuff because it does make sense. Exactly what he just said. If you could put a vacuum cleaner in there, and this is stuff that's normal, we've been sponsored by Cherry Hill Abortion
Clinic. Shout out
Cherry Hill Abortion Clinic.
Hey, you know, man, keep the money rolling there.
You ever been there? You ever been to Cherry Hill?
No.
Oh.
Which one you go to?
Locust.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
shout out to Safe Centers, though. Shout out to Safe Centers. Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's Safe Centers?
Safe Centers. Uh-oh. Sorry, I'm from Virginia. All that just.
Oh, that VA shit. Okay.
All that just rolled
shout
together.
Out the clips.
That's where you get yours at?
No, darling. I don't know nothing about that.
Down in Richmond?
But none. I don't know nothing about that.
I know you're down there, too.
You a regular, friend. You a regular?
I frequent abortion clinics all up and down the East Coast.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. But yeah, I do think that would lead to, like, imagine your daughter just being like, Dad, you're so old school. Like, this is legal for a reason. This is the entrepreneur. You know how your son don't want to go to school because he say he going to be a gamer or he going to be whatever his father right now. Like, this is what I'm like, Dad, what you mean?
I'm going to be a gamer.
I'm going to play Call of Duty. It's like, Dad, I'm going to sell some pussy.
No, but is she, right? But like, if you knew your daughter was tricking, is that different?
No.
No, but what I'm saying is I think that it's more likely that my daughter will be like, yo, I'm going to sell some pussy because it's legal.
That's wild. No. If you knew that your daughter was tricking, right? Mm-hmm. So she was sleeping with men for free.
For money.
But she got a G-Wagon and she ain't got no job.
Oh, no, I'm
baby,
I'm
she's
sick.
A prostitute.
Yeah, I'm sick.
So be sick. I'm regardless sick. If she paying Uncle Sam for her services or not.
You know what? I think... No.
Be sick.
What if, though...
Be sick.
What if your daughter was having sex with a dude, right? And basically, you know, he paid all her bills You know what I mean? She didn't work. He basically provides everything for her, and she don't gotta work, and she has a very, very easy life. Mm-hmm. Technically speaking, mm-hmm. her pussy paying for the pussy's is like providing for
pussy provider.
Since we're having a discussion here, everyone would agree that they would be better off knowing that their daughter had a I don't know if y'all hear this, but we hear something in the microphones. Like we don't know what it is. Some kind of static, something.
Puff hacking us.
Oh, it's your phone being on here. That's what it is.
Keep my mom's in the back fucking shit up.
That's what it is.
Puff was hacking us.
No, Diddy.
Yo, This is crazy.
Shit. I thought he was hacking Dev, brother.
What? No.
It's your computer, nigga.
Listen, well, good thing there's no...
There's no
Diddy type files on my show. If y'all want to call it that,
yeah, the fans will be here.
For the ops, I just got here.
I forgot where we was. We got thrown off by that.
I do want you to start using my son instead of my daughter, though. That would be really helpful in this exercise.
No, I want to use my daughter. I want to use my daughter because No, because what I'm talking about is if your daughter was in a situation where you knew she was with a man that was taking care of her, mm-hmm. if you deny this. Then you're arguing semantics. You're mm-hmm. just trying to argue. Then she's sleeping with a new client every 3 hours to pay bills. It's totally different in your mind if on the levels, because there's levels to things.
100%.
People act like stuff is black and white, but I'm sorry. We live in a gray world. And the idea that your daughter is sleeping with a man,
mm-hmm.
afterwards douching, because mm-hmm. this is the reality of what they're
round
doing.
Two, right?
like douching, taking a shower, perfuming herself, waiting for the next client to come in, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, and do that. That is different in our minds of what we would want for anybody that we know female in our family to be like, yeah, she fucking with this old nigga and he be taking care of her and she be with him. I don't like it, but I definitely don't want customer after customer dropping dick off and cash.
I mean, you just don't like that thought of somebody sleeping with your daughter. Say that.
No, it's not sleeping.
No, it's not sleeping with.
You have a nigga ever sent you a cash app?
100%.
That you fuck?
I mean, why not? I don't understand. Like, you send cash apps, you go to abortion clinics.
I
don't use my cash app.
Nigga ever pulled off and just sent the cash app afterwards?
Absolutely not. No, that's disrespectful.
He left it on the table.
Is it? Hold on, that's disrespectful?
That's disrespectful? What?
What if he sent the cash app first?
So the scenario that you just presented to me is I'm on a date.
Yes.
We kicking it.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Or Netflix and chill, either one.
Okay, mm-hmm. We kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he hit me with, I appreciate you, cash app?
Yeah.
No, and then, I don't ever hear from him again?
No.
He hit.
It was an appreciation.
He was a gentleman the next morning.
Yeah, there you go.
He was a gentleman.
He even cooked you breakfast.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, like in your kitchen.
He said,
I didn't know where the
cinnamon was,
but I did my best. And he gave you that, and it was wonderful. He kissed you on your forehead before he left out. But when he peeled off in that car,
cha-ching.
You heard that?
But how much was it? I have so many questions.
Oh, 600.
Oh, that's fine. Damn. Wonderful.
Okay,
appreciate
he sent you 600. Right. And you noticed that every time he came to your crib and he did something when he peeled off.
I should not go to jail for that. I don't care what y'all say.
I'm not going to jail. I'm just asking.
Would you look forward to fucking him?
What? He would be on schedule.
Now, let me ask you this.
Wednesday at 9.
And that would be called...
What?
And that would be called...
Tricking. It is the oldest... In the book. It's tricking. It ain't tricking if you got it. Like, what? All
right, so...
600? Friend.
So this is what we deal with here. In our show, we probe each other's souls,
I'm sorry, Mom.
Listen,
we
probe each other's souls for the truth, for the realness, right?
And
we find that this is a comfortable place where us and our fan base, they start to settle in. Damn, I didn't even notice about myself, but you know what? Cool.
Yeah.
Because if you're like the dude, right? And that's why you slept with him originally, because y'all was vibing. Next morning, he was a dream dude. You like, this nigga breakfast, all that. He peeled off, he sent bread. You was like, oh, that was strange, but
that was strange.
That was dope.
What happens when you see him with his girl out in the street?
Let me add this.
He sent NDA money.
He sent the cash app, and then the note on the cash app is say, because the pussy was good.
Nah, so now you wilding. You still going to be cool with it, right?
What do you mean?
Okay, hold on.
What are you gonna put in there? for your personality?
Let me ask you something. Hold on. Let me ask you something. No, because the dude.
That's crazy.
No, he could have.
You're funny. I like your jokes.
No,
like,
he could have been a gentleman that noticed that your TV was small.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
but he also could have ordered the other one.
But no, that would make her a hoe.
No, and that would make your coochie wet.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, if your TV little, your
if
pussy,
you got
yeah,
at least 55
trash.
Inch, yeah. Or your coochie trash. The rules. Yeah. Scientifically proven.
Scientifically proven.
So he might have been like, whoa, the coochie is better than the TV. We need to upgrade you. Hickle 600. Hope you.
That's a lot of words. Okay, go ahead.
You feel me? He might have done that. Now, this is.
He should have just sent the TV.
How big is your
crazy.
TV, by the way?
72.
Oh,
GB got hard. GB got hard. GB got hard. Yo, hold on, but let me ask you this. After the, if every time he did this, you noticed that he sent that money over, right?
Okay.
But you like him.
Sorry, Mom.
To be fair.
Sorry, Mom.
You like him. And then one day, he come over, he lay it down, same routine, he leave.
Mm-hmm.
And no cash.
No cash app job.
That's the immediate reaction is, that's strange. That's strange.
Are you gonna feel like he owe you 600?
No.
Mm-mm. All right. Would you feel? Let me ask you this.
No.
If something happened,
mm-hmm.
This is here we honest, go. But safe space.
Okay.
Something happened. Money got tight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think if you noticed every time you called him, this same routine, y'all had a fantastic night?
Okay.
He's entertaining. He's like Kevin Hart, funny. The exact dick you want. Everything's great.
Kevin
Romantic. Look. Well, whoever you think is funny.
Dave
how about
Chappelle.
That? Yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
I'm like,
oh, that's way greater.
Wait.
Way greater, right? He's Dave Chappelle with the dick you want.
He's Dave Chappelle.
No, Dave
Chappelle with dick.
No,
dick.
No,
what is going on?
I said the dick she wants.
Sign me up. What? Dave Chappelle with.
See?
Okay, right.
So
okay.
Now money is tight.
Okay.
Would your brain think, let me call Dave Dick Chappelle up? Because you going to get some dick and some money. Would you think that at least?
Absolutely. What kind of question? What kind of question is
so
this?
He would
where's
become
the hard question?
No. So he would become a money source, an income.
I'm sorry. There's no such thing as extra money over here. So like he was already income.
Is that prostitution?
Absolutely. It's tricking, babe. This is what I'm saying. I said, it's okay. It's fine.
She's standing on business.
I'm standing on business. What?
Okay.
I should not go to jail for accepting cash apps.
No, just say
okay.
Jail.
I apologize. Mom for her. I'm sorry.
Cause you in pre-production she said something that stuck
uh-oh.
With me.
Here we
right?
go.
She said that sucking dick was hard. Right? She said sucking dick was hard.
No. What did I say before that though? Have you ever
something about Diddy.
Have you ever no Diddy. Have you ever suck dick? That was the question.
Oh, you said that to Slice, though. He ain't answer.
Oh, she was talking to me? I knew that question was for me. I ain't hear that shit no more.
No, because I think the go ahead. I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
What the I don't know where to go from
no,
there.
No, okay. No, the conversation was...
What was it?
The conversation was around sexuality.
Right.
Right. And they were like, well, why is everybody gay? And I was just like, have you ever sucked a dick? It's hard. It's hard to suck a dick.
I still don't understand.
But I don't understand why that would make people gay. Why is people gay?
No, because like, I think that.
Why are you gay?
My name is Gay Money.
No, I think that the conversation was around acting like another man sucking another man's dick is easy. Like, that's just.
What?
That's what it sounded like to me. So I was like, have you ever sucked a dick? That is work.
No, I think they were saying.
Have you ever
I was talking
gay?
About women sucking dick.
Okay.
I just said,
go ahead, Dad.
Why is it that everything in the industry turns into like
gay?
This person is gay. Like I'll put it like this.
They add gay to shows that don't have nothing to do with the plot.
I ain't talking about that, but that's a different thing. That's a whole other problem.
It's like,
that's not what I'm talking about.
If a new movie come out tomorrow, it's going to be something gay.
Incredible Hulk now is gay.
He beat his dick on a man or something.
Yeah. I'm not talking about their inclusion thing. I'm talking about every time somebody does something like downfall or come up. Put it like this. Talk Heavy Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's gay on here.
For you're correct.
Allegedly.
You're correct.
Allegedly.
You're correct. I can
allegedly.
Speak for myself. Standing on business.
No
allegedly.
Homo.
No, but
allegedly.
Hold on. But this is the thing. It's like, let's say tomorrow we get a deal at any one of those places.
Mm-hmm.
People in their minds is like, yo.
They fuck somebody to get it.
Nobody's what I'm
like
saying.
That. Get the fuck.
Bro,
are you serious?
That's
no,
a real
for
thing.
Real.
That's,
for
real.
That's a real
it
thing.
It depends on how much money. It depends on the
nobody said that about
the amount of money, the more the allegations.
Nobody said that about Gilly. when they came up. Nobody said that about them.
Give it time.
I don't know. I wouldn't wish that on. That's give crazy. It
time. The more they say they saying it about Kevin Hart right now. I mean, they ain't saying it about Bill Cosby though. They just say he just
first of all, shout out Bill Cosby.
They said Bill Cosby was raping.
Yeah, but not men. Not true. They didn't say he was gay.
No.
They just say he was taking pussy.
No, but oh no, but that was the thing.
Is taking pussy better than being gay?
No, relax. No, it's not. It's taking
anything.
Taking is out of control.
First of all, I'm trying to get a new job. I'm not commenting on that.
Taking is out of control. But
notice what he said, because that was the discussion. I said every time somebody's in that situation, it's either
mm-hmm.
they're gay
mm-hmm.
or they were a rapist. All of a sudden, this is the label that's on them. And I'm not saying that some of these people didn't do these things. I said, why is this the thing? And then she was like, oh, why are you putting those two things together? I said, I'm not 100%. Trying to put them together. I'm saying that it's always one of those are people's worst nightmare. You rather people be saying
for
that
somebody
you,
straight.
You rather, yeah, for somebody straight, you rather people be saying, yo,
I'm a murderer.
We think he killed that person. Yes. He's like, I'd rather killed be a murderer. Him. Yeah. Then people being like, yo, they said that you raped this little girl. Absolutely not. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
I would rather be a murderer.
I'd rather
than
go to jail for a murder that I didn't do.
Yes. Than the
being there for a rape you didn't do. That's right. Like crazy.
Or not even a rape. You just, they put gay on you. Would you rather be labeled a murderer or?
Are you talking about would I rather be in prison for a murder?
No.
Because I'm going to tell you right now.
No. A rumor, rumors. Okay. I mean to say the bunch of sticks. But would you rather a rumor come out about you being a murderer or a homosexual?
A murderer. As sad as that is. As sad as that is.
That's crazy.
Because that sounds so bad, but.
It does.
No, it sounds really
it's
bad.
It's kind of a fact.
But
though.
I'm going to tell
it
you
is
why.
A fact.
But I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. And this is fucked up. Where we from, the idea of being in a position in your life where you had to kill somebody
is more normal.
Not far-fetched. I missed people before.
I mean, yeah. And taking it away.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it was like, was I pointing a gun at him and shooting at him? Absolutely.
And the crazy part is there's a statute of limitation mentally on that on murder. So it's like if you could have been accused of killing somebody when you was 20. By the time you 30 or 40, nobody even think about that. But if somebody said you was gay when you was 20,
people
when you 40, motherfuckers be like, nah.
Still just
you know
bringing more. It up about random things. Like,
yeah.
Like you just did something dope. Like, I don't know why people are so. My point was.
That's just people, want y'all to leave Meek Mill alone.
No, it's not just about me.
And I do yes. too.
No, not
I do
too.
Meek is not gay.
I don't want to put.
If he is,
I would be shocked. Meek's
not
gay.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
What she said, I guess.
This is my point with Meek.
Not, I guess. It doesn't matter.
Y'all know my mom gay, everything like that, right? Whatever. When it comes to this type of shit, this is my thing. I just don't like that when people give us something, they give the public a part of themselves. You give the people dreams and nightmares. You give them Flamers mixtapes. Now they want to make the Flamers join
yeah.
me.
Yeah, now Dick don't come with it.
But what I'm saying is those Flamers mixtapes meant so much to the city of
right.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could personally tell you they meant so much to the people of
that's
Camden.
A fact.
Camden, New Jersey was fucking with them Flamers mixtapes. This nigga drops an album. People that didn't know Meek Mill was proud of him like they knew him when you finally heard that body of work, when that shit came on. So when this nigga dropped the intro, he dropped the intro in 2012 that has been as hot, not fell off at all, as hot for 12 years. And then out of nowhere, it's like that joint ain't hot no more because we think that he's gay or something like that.
That's
and
a bashing.
And I think that is insanely
sad. That's the first thing that they put on everybody. It's like they always go, it always goes in like a category. So it's either you're a pedophile, it's either you some kind of rapist or gay. It's like they always, it's like if you're in any type of entertainment, it always goes in one of those three categories. You know what I'm saying? So it's this, you know, it's the same thing.
How do you feel about older women dating younger guys like Drea and this 22-year-old boy and all that stuff? Like,
Drea is a pedophile.
Women seem to never call.
Whoa, shit. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Hold on, wait.
They're the same age as her son. That's wild.
Hold on. We have to be clear. So I'm going to say I disagree with this. I could say I don't approve of something, but I want to stand on this. I think people need to really, like I said, gray areas of bad and immoral.
What's the ages?
What's what I'm trying to say.
What's the ages?
If your person is 22, comparing that to me, to a dude that, like, has sex with 10-year-old kids is insane to me.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Hold on, wait. We're talking about, let me tell you something. Slice brought this up before. If you watch porn, the women in that shit is 22 years old or less. They 18 to 22. Whoever the baddest ones in there that you
watch.
If you believe this and you stand on this, then do not watch any of those fucking movies at all. And because now what you're seeing is you're just a pedophile by proxy. You're jerking off to them. To say that we're talking about a grown woman form.
Do you think it's
compared
out of pocket?
It's completely out of pocket. Listen, I could feel like it's out of pocket based on my, like, we talking about just personal opinions. But we talking about, is this person an adult with a full adult form? And I don't like people comparing that to comparing a person fucking a 22-year-old to a person fucking a 6-year-old is crazy. Or we need new words to separate these people.
Man, you need a new pedophile.
What about like a 50-year-old? Let's say a 50-year-old man fucking an 18-year-old girl. That doesn't fit. I mean, even though it's legal, we're talking about grooming.
We're talking about proximity. We're talking about a lot of things.
And what I'm saying is we can definitely feel like that with that. But still comparing even that 50-year-old to a nigga fucking a 6-year-old kid.
But pedophile is not just young children.
It's also anybody underage.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Right?
That's like 17. So that's fine.
17 and 364.
But the crazy part is, even if you do that,
then you could start doing that by wherever state that people live in, where motherfuckers.
Which is crazy.
But what I'm saying is that is what it is. So at the end of the day, like this.
What's the rule? Fuck the state's rules. What's the talk heavy rule?
The rule.
What's the age difference before you fucking
Before it get weird.
Okay, so it's weird.
Before it get weird.
Before it get weird.
What's the age difference before things just get a weird. Little weird?
It's got to be different gaps at different places, at different spaces. There's going to be different gaps at different spaces.
Like 20 years? Like if somebody's 38, somebody's 18, it might be 20 years
when you 60 and 40. You feel what I'm saying? But the lower you go down, then the years got to shrink.
40 and 20 is like, yeah, that's
weird.
You
said it's a curve.
It has to be.
You said it's a curve.
I mean, this is common mathematical sense. 60-year-old with a 40-year-old, you can't say that that's the same thing.
You have to find a difference.
But then it's like saying a person that's 30 years old can't date a 20-year-old. Are you saying that a person
that's only 10 years?
That's only 10 years. No, but when you think about that, though.
So, like, if one of your friends was like, oh, I brought home a 22-year-old, you'd be like, what was you doing? Why? What do y'all have in common?
Probably not at 30 years old. What do you have in common?
No, today. You said you're 44.
I'm 44, though.
So you're 44.
Damn, go high five, nigga.
And they said, I found this 24-year-old, and she's wonderful.
24?
44 and 24. We said 20 years.
Yes,
yo, so. I'm probably not going to trip over it. I'm going to be like, I have more concern that, nigga, you going to get left with nothing. Because she's tricking. No, I'm just checking. So a lot of times y'all notice when we get on certain like subjects that I feel as though is real stuff too, I'll refrain from joking for a moment because I want to make sure that I want to put out a real opinion.
Okay.
If my man is 44 and his girl is 24 years old, I'm more worried about him. Like, you about to be distraught, bro. Because in 6 years, when you 50 and she 30, I feel like she gonna leave you, my nigga.
It ain't gonna last that long.
It's not because I think that he's manipulating this person. I've seen niggas, they getting played the whole time. A 24-year-old could actually run a 44-year-old nigga. Run them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Run them. So
not if she fat.
I mean,
here he go.
He need to run her.
No, run but what I'm saying park. Is, I'm more concerned with, like, yo, in the end, it's going to show more when you get older.
All right, so look, I hate to reel it back in. What should we do about this whole ass trick that's prostitute out of the streets? Like, no, I'm only playing. About this prostitution charge.
I think it depends on how much money she getting.
I don't think that was the question.
She said, should it be legal?
You already know what I'm standing
like,
on.
I feel
no.
like if there's a substantial amount of money, it clean it up a little bit.
No.
It shouldn't be legal.
It shouldn't be.
Listen, I just feel like we judge it differently depending on the amount of money. If a chick is sucking dick for $5, but then if a chick is sucking
she
dick for
raise.
$5 million,
okay.
if somebody's doing it for $5 million,
makes a difference, I guess.
It makes a difference the way that we view it in the
as
way
a,
that
okay. society.
You'll look at like
no.
she's a businesswoman.
No, no,
right.
She
like if she was
million,
an escort, if she was
she's
an escort,
a businesswoman.
Right? If no. you were an escort, right? Versus
we
around
look
the way
at
and some sweatpants.
We look at it more dirty depending on the amount of money she's making.
GB is 100% correct. So let me this is a part of critical thinking, people at home. Right. The reason why I can stand on things that I say is because I believe that I'm good at critical thinking. I don't say things out of like just following a pack or just trying to argue to argue. If you believe that who's here says that prostitution should be legal?
I do.
All right. So you do and you do.
Yeah.
So this is a news flash.
Uh-oh.
Men mostly that are 24 years old. Don't fall into having expendable money. The customer base for the 24-year-old girl that is selling pussy is going to be a nigga how old?
Probably my age.
So if you believe that, that thing should be a thing, do understand that the customer base that would be able to afford that service or is the more established and older man. The kid that's fucking working and at the end of his work week, all he got was $800. He can't pay.
Yeah, you can. All
he
different
will
prices,
find
bro.
200
it's, oh, no,
to get
it's
some
all
pussy.
Different prices. So I disagree with that.
He should
buy
a different funny.
You're going to buy a different level of prostitute and you're going to get some pussy. Pussy, he's going to find a $20 trick and he's going
to
get some pussy.
Or he's going to go to the bar and tell a joke.
There's a lot of 24-year-old super ugly niggas that don't get no pussy
right.
that's going to pay
they
for some
pay
pussy.
They're going to pay for that pussy. But this is what I'm saying. The only reason why I'm saying this, right? And I've never bought pussy in my life. For the record, never.
We bought pussy.
He seems to know all the prices.
We bought pussy together.
We ain't never buying no motherfucking pussy.
He seems to know all the prices.
Everybody know I don't even tip strippers, so they know I ain't buy no pussy. I'm too cheap for that shit. But here we go.
You're the guy eating the free wings in the club?
Do we get free wings? Tell me that club. We there tomorrow.
Yeah, I ain't never been to no strip club that sold food.
No, they all sell food, don't they?
I ain't there for that. I don't know.
The reason why, like, I got to go back to the original statement. If I could sell sexual fluids, if I could sell human beings or chop my organs, if I could rip a baby. If you could rip your baby out and give it the fuck away or some adoption, like, you could do anything. A woman could do anything to her body but sell her pussy. What else can a woman not do to her body?
Because pussy is
what else can a woman not do with her body besides sell the pussy?
That's about it.
That's why it's just a difference.
Pussy is too, because they understand how powerful pussy is. Pussy, a lot of kingdoms done been destroyed by pussy. And if they could tax pussy,
And this is what I'm saying.
They could tax it.
They could figure out
how to
get
this
first.
No. Right. This is important. This is very important.
That won't end up because it's
this
important.
This is the funniest part. I like to see some of these things, you know, some of these things actually take place. Sometimes what women don't understand is the things that they're asking for out of their thing, like right of choice, is things that's going to set them backwards. I'm telling you, if they was to do that across the board, women are going to be in a way worse position because their mind, so many young girls, is going to be like, I could always get by just doing this.
Listen, that's what OnlyFans is. They was going to take OnlyFans down until they start 1099ing them. Till they start sending them, and that's the point that I'm trying to make is They found a way, the government found a way to tax that shit. And that's why OnlyFans is still
good. 100%. Exactly. The only reason why it's illegal is because they haven't figured out how to tax it. I believe you.
All right, so.
It's 100%. Because that's what's happened with weed. It was illegal until they figured out how to make money.
But once there's a cashless society, they'll be able to track every transaction.
Listen, just pay Uncle Sam your taxes for your pussy. You wouldn't even be in
Bitcoin,
this position.
Bitcoin that pussy.
That's the end of the first half.
Welcome to the second half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast.
Hey, before we move further, before we get into the second half, I ask one thing of you, even though I'm going to ask you four things. Hit the like button.
Hit the like button.
Hit the like button.
Hit that notification bell, too.
Oh, man, hit that shit, because a lot of y'all not finding out when we going live. The second thing, it helps when y'all share your favorite parts of the show online. Matter of fact, everybody, if you watch this show, I'm charging you to share one clip this week. Just one. All right? That's everybody.
Everybody.
We know y'all niggas in the chat.
Especially everybody in the chat.
Yeah, I'm going to put everybody in the front. Tag us.
Y'all, I don't like the way that sound.
Diddy.
I don't like how that sound. Tag them.
Yo, no tag me.
Here we go. What else I got?
Don't tag me.
Listen, y'all know this show is not making a lot of money because we say things that we can't get monetized for shit because of GB and his language.
Yes, him.
So, yes, him, massa. So, right now.
You just came up with an idea, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, donate some money because you know we need it. Anything else I got for us?
Let's get it.
I got one more question here. I ain't even queue it up. Let me go to the Instagram.
We's been waiting a long time, boss.
Her, talk heavy. I met this baddie. She turns heads everywhere she go. She's beautiful, charming, and her body is crazy.
Okay.
However, as I got to know her, I realized she brings absolutely nothing to the table but looks. She lacks ambition. Man, we can't have interesting conversations. No job. Nothing. I pursue this relationship with her off looks alone, but she offers nothing, borderline a bum chick, except she wears expensive clothes. How important is it for a partner to have substance and intellect? I'm about to dub this bitch.
Depends on what part of the relationship that they in. Because in the very, very beginning, looks is enough. Because as men, there's a lot of men that date women in the very, very beginning based off of looks. The way that they look. Based off basically how fat they ass is, too. Because the...
Because some look fucked up, is what you're trying to say.
I mean, because as a rule, is scientifically proven that the fatter your ass is, the uglier your face is allowed to be. And the prettier your face is, the more it doesn't matter.
Yep, that's a fact.
That's just letting you know how men think. You know what I'm saying? Dev, you too.
Dev co-signs
that. Yeah, Dev. That's why they Puerto Ricans, because a lot of them pretty.
That sounded crazy and racist. That sounded racist.
That's the racist shit I've heard.
I'm just saying.
That sounded so...
I was waiting for yes, Matt.
That sounded so... Yes, Matt. That sounded so racist. That sounded crazy.
I mean, that's your life.
Oh, what the hell? I don't know.
Dev don't date black women.
That's right there. Don't date black women.
Yes, go to Dev Instagram, don't worry about it. You won't see black women on Dev Instagram. Just go to his Instagram.
You only see my girl.
Shout out to Dev's girl. I'm so sorry.
I've been with my girl. I'm gonna
just hold it down for you, boo. I don't even know you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but no, that's and on that question though. He's at fault because he knew that from the beginning that he was dating her based on how she looked.
He's trying to switch it up now.
But you know she ain't had shit going on when you got with her.
I think people need something in common. I don't think that their intellect has to be in common or their specific interest. They need something in common. Because I feel like even with me and my girl, we're opposite on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. But when you say in common, you talking about like mentally? Number one,
I'm the genius of my house. I'm a stand on that. I'm the genius of my house.
No, he can't.
She gonna fuck you up.
This nigga can't cook.
No, I can't.
Or drive.
I can cook. Yeah. I'm scared to drive. That's never happening. Never.
He got arachnophobia with cars.
Arachnophobia. that's when you know a nigga only knows one phobia.
He said arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia.
That's a crazy bar.
If that's a fear of niggas getting hard off me, then I got it.
Yeah. I'm a wreck.
These are trying to wreck you.
That's crazy. But yeah, I think that people, but if you have the same thing like your love for family, the importance of family or something, you have to have something that tethers y'all together. And I don't know if he has that thing besides if he's saying the ass or the looks is the only thing. What else y'all got, bro?
Wait. Mm-hmm. So what if they do have the same share of family and he just doesn't want to be your provider? Because that's what he just said. He just said, I can't afford her. That's what all that said.
That's what he said.
I didn't hear that.
Y'all women be hearing y'all.
I heard all that.
He was like,
she got nothing for her, but she can afford all this other stuff.
She bad, but I can no longer afford her.
I can no longer afford her.
Yeah, because he did
like,
say she
no, because
none.
If you started dating somebody, it's not like, oh, I showed up. What's your number? You're dating. You have something in common. Something. What are y'all talking about? Like, something. He said, I can't afford her.
That nigga me.
Yo, can we agree, right? When you first meet a girl, like all her jokes is funny until you fuck?
Of course.
People, you understand what I'm saying? You're the funniest man alive until.
That's what I'm saying. So he probably
Oh, y'all do that too? Y'all do that too?
No.
Once you get the
y'all laugh at jokes until
no.
that
No.
That's crazy.
You so funny.
We be in bamboozled.
First of all, you just said you do the same thing.
I'm just saying, but it's also, you know, is a what's the thing called when it's double standard? It's a double standard. We don't expect y'all to do some of the things that we do.
No wonder my girl stopped laughing at my joke.
Hold on, you use men for dick?
First of all, no.
First of all, no.
You didn't love every dick that was in you. You didn't love every one of them.
You know, you some things you learn to love.
Okay.
Right. Some things you'd be like, well, you know, I get
it. You've never had an incomplete bedroom set ever?
Oh, no, 100%. No, it happens. But, like, you don't just be like, flip the table, I'm out. Like, you know.
Never had a one-night stand?
No. Mm-mm. It's not my thing.
Oh.
It's not my thing.
Nobody can rap quite like I can.
I'm going to jump in the LLI.
No, I was married for a very, very long time. So, like,
I'm going to do this. I believe that the people that come on to Talk Heavy are truth tellers, so I'm going to say that I believe this woman's story at face value. If she said it, she came on Talk Heavy. If she was going to say otherwise, if she was going to, you know what I mean? If it was something else, she'd say it right here
on the
show. I'm
going to call your girl.
A lot of people lied on this show.
What age did you get married?
I got married at 26.
Okay. Did you go to college?
I married my college sweetheart. So for most of my adult life, I was with one man.
You went to college, though.
I did went to college, and we got together.
Was y'all together in college?
We were together in college.
You cheated on him?
No, I did not. Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
She did. No, that's crazy.
So when was your hoe phase?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. I'm afraid of hoe phase. I am deathly afraid of that.
But everybody's had one.
No, like, this is supposed to be my hoe phase. I'm single right now, and I'm like, what y'all doing is crazy. No thanks.
Oh, so you waiting maybe another 5 years.
I'm not scared of dick. I'm scared of the whole face. Are you kidding? The way y'all talk about hoes? Who wants to sign up for that?
Hoes is the coolest shit.
Hoes is the coolest shit.
Hoes is the coolest shit.
Who wants to sign up for that?
Who wants to sign up for that?
All the women that's trying to be prostitutes that we was talking about last episode.
And I'm going to let them, but they ain't got nothing to do with me. And see, and that's what the part of the argument you lost. They ain't got nothing to do with me.
Nobody wants to be, like right now, if you single... Nobody is going to beat the door down to be in a relationship.
No, 100%.
But people want to fuck.
Right, but I mean, that's a friends with benefits. You asked me, did I sign up to go meet your old boy? And I said, all right, see you later. Nah.
You've never been friends with benefits. Ever.
No, I have. That's the thing.
She means 100 night stand.
Yeah, 100 night stand.
Right.
Yeah, that's
a solid 30 at least. Like, come on.
That's different.
That's a lot. What?
That's 12 dicks a year.
Hold on, do you feel a way if he goes and gets coochie somewhere else?
No, because that's not my man. That's not my man. Go do what you got to do.
You know what? No condoms, though, right? You're a sociopath.
No. You probably don't trust me because I'm over here like, no. Put that thing on, babe. Get that gold wrapper.
You know he don't keep it on, though.
Absolutely, he does over here. That's weird. You want more kids? That's crazy.
Me?
That's crazy.
He don't need no more.
Condoms keep you from kids. Kids.
You know you might be a sociopath.
You know you can.
I mean, that's okay. Tell a friend.
You can control if you have kids. You know you can murder them.
I understand, but then that's a different level of morality.
This show is over.
that's different. But I mean, anyway,
do you got to bring something to the table with relationships? Because I think no. You do. You do. Because I'm going to tell you this, it only lasts so long.
That's crazy. No, so you do have to bring something to the relationship. However, right, if he was signing up for arm candy and suddenly realized I need a little bit more, then he needs to do what he got to do. That's it.
So you saying throwing the fire.
Dubber.
What? Whoa. He can just advertise. Like, why he got to act like she's got to be a slur now? Because she can't be nothing.
Not
and she's a
burner.
Bum. And da-da-da-da-da. Maybe she's not a bum. Maybe she has procured her way in a lifestyle that she doesn't have to work. He's not tall enough to ride that ride, and that's okay.
Damn. Why'd you bring height in it?
What are you trying to say about GB?
See we got somebody over here.
You body shaming ass.
She body shaming my knees.
You canceled.
I'm 5'9", respectfully. You may not be tall enough to ride the ride. I'm just saying.
Everybody the same size.
So let me ask you something.
Lies and deception.
Do you have a height requirement?
I do.
What is it?
What is it?
5'8". I'm 5'9", so like, we got to be looking at each other in the
eyes. I'm 5'8".
My hands can't be bigger than yours. Like, that's crazy. we can't wear the same size J's. Like, that's wild to me.
So you said your feet have to be bigger? And
His hands have to be bigger than mine. That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
His hands have to be bigger.
No, hold hands a lot?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, my shit. My hand.
God damn, please. God damn. So,
I'm 5'9". Listen, I'm proportional.
I got the hands of a tall woman.
Get it together, sir.
Wow. So height, because this is things, right, that our audience want to know. Feet have to be a certain size as well, or no?
No, I mean, I would want you to be proportional. That's okay. Yeah, because if you look funny, you look funny.
5'8", yo, listen, y'all, 5'8".
That's decent.
That's not bad from what we've been hearing.
Bad.
We've been hearing a lot of women talking
6'4",
6'2", or better.
I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I would love if he was taller than me when I'm in heels, but like, also
you like
recognize.
Because you like to be dominated.
Yes.
Sign me up. But regardless.
She said that very nonchalant. All right, let's go.
But regardless, like, that's 3% of the population, for real. So like,
3% of the population, what?
I'm throwing out a small number, but like, that is eligible, that I'm going to run into, that is over 6'2".
That's
for real.
Very small number.
Only 3% of people are over 6'2".
I mean, you can Google it.
Once you start throwing in all of that stuff.
Not retarded.
Would you date a bisexual? Bisexual dude?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You would?
Absolutely.
But
you're
the one talking about all this safety.
This is a safe place.
Yo, bro, this is a safe place. He's wilding now.
He's wilding. But this, I am a safe place.
GB wrote the phone.
Hey, man.
I'm a safe place.
This is a safe place, but your uterus won't be.
See, look at there it is.
Yo,
this is the last episode of the Double Way Network.
I was not prepped, y'all. I don't know where I am.
I'll be really trying to be. I'll be the one trying to be safe, y'all.
I'm in a safe place. I'm over here like, pay everybody.
You trying to
be
say.
Who you want to be.
You think more bisexual people don't got AIDS than straight people?
No, that's not true.
I'm not a scientist.
That has nothing to do with it.
Put a slice. If we put a...
I'm not in this. I'm trying to put a job.
Y'all niggas ain't donating enough around here for me to say this shit. Y'all got
that's
to
over here
up
like
the money so I can talk crazy. So let me ask you. I think this will be very, very interesting for our female. Let's say this first.
Okay.
We have a lot of people come on the show.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
I'm a fan. I can't speak on them. I think that you come across as a person with a very good head on your shoulders. You seem to be able to articulate yourself well.
You're smart. She went to college.
She
went to college and only fucked one nigga. This is a first.
Crazy.
This is
so
a
crazy.
First.
So that's why I'm going to throw you all of these things. Because sometimes some of the people we have, there are some very colorful characters, and we expect them to say
colorful.
These things. Now, you just said something that I didn't expect because based on everything else, I made a presumption, assuming makes an ass out of you and me.
Okay.
So, you said that you would date a bisexual man.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a bisexual man?
Maybe. You know, sometimes people, if you are not safe for a person, they don't tell their full truth. Mm. So, maybe.
But not to your knowledge.
But you're a safe place.
That's the goal.
But not to your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge. But you know.
Okay. So would you be in a poly relationship?
No, I'm not good at sharing.
Okay. So, but now when you're dating a man and y'all out on a date or whatever like that, and he explains to you that he's put what you said earlier, he did things that are hard to do. You said that.
It is. It's hard.
When you hear,
ask your girl when you get home.
When you hear that, nothing along, you're just like, oh, okay, dope. You know what that's like. I know what that's like. And it's a bonding moment, or?
You don't bond overhead. That's weird. No, but what I would say to you is, no, it's not weird to me. I didn't say that I want to be a non-monogamous or a, what is it, ethically non-monogamous relationship. I said I want to be in a monogamous relationship. So what you've done before me has nothing to do with me. You're into me right now. So, like, let's ride.
She like Badu with this shit. She part of Sage and shit. Yeah. Stay away from her.
No, but you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. So it's just like asking how many people that your person has been with before you. It don't quite matter.
It does.
It doesn't.
If he fucked a man, it don't even matter. Like,
no, why would it matter?
Because his white blood cells.
Stop, man. Stop. Stop.
On the table. No, I'm not.
That 20 minutes. That 20 minutes. I need to know
where's
talking in this show.
There is a flag. No, that is not how that works.
That's not how it works. This is what.
Yo, man, we thank you for coming.
This is crazy. Oh my God.
Hey, we didn't help you, man. Find a girl that got a fucking brain, man. Don't just dig her ass. Yeah. No,
but also be true about your intentions, right? So, like, if you was out there looking for ass and you found ass, good job.
And leave the Cash App after you fuck.
$600.
That's the end of the Talk Heavy Podcast.
Great show. He just left.
I got lines in Delaware, they love me, they don't tax it. This ain't Montclair, this Tom Brown, different fabrics. Glizzy chrome, no chrome heart, new blicky plastic. Red and green beams, they confusing it with traffic. Mooch knuckles, get a class to my little bad bitch. Fuck up from the back, she get wetter from my atlas.
Come on!
She's a runner, she's a track star. Too hot, I can't tap raw. 2021, now fully a rap star. But 2012, I was a crack star. Ask Tanya Mantone, ran 20 through my backyard. Now coolie Eric Lindros, I don't trap hard. Playing with that hockey, I've been ratting with the poppies. Stay down with rubber bands, run it up, go VVS. Washing all my pain away with Rocky, they won't see me stressed. She just want the D, but I can't sleep cause I got PTS. One up top, I ain't even lacking in this DTS.
One up top, I ain't even lacking in this DTS. She just want the D.
I was popped, then I ran it up and comments every time. I ain't signing 50 on my wrist, 55 for my bomber. On recliner, sipping Wakiana, this ain't Trishiana. Got a topper, I don't even pop her, she just eat me like I switched up hustles, I sell Roxy's when the icy hot. A rubber band around my wrist and a Nike watch. Shout out the Wade, I ran like 50 up in Mikey's spot. Your little bitch bad, a pussy trash, but I like the top. I'm drinking wok right out the pint, but I ain't pouring fours. This baby bottle for my friends, these blues for the whores. I'm sweating perks, I still got tech coming through my pores. Bullets hereditary, hitting him, you and yours. Coolie too wavy, I'm the one, bitch, I'm a Grady up. I'm on three pinkies, cause my 30s go for 80 bucks. Walked in a meeting with 200, fuck the label up. Ever since we bought our guns, the bitches stayed with us. I got caught lacking after that, nobody played with
real
us.
Shit.
And Coolie fleeing all the bitches, niggas paid the
real
fuck.
Shit.
We coming back to back machines, we pulling stable up. About a stint, anything less than that, put your razor up. You gon' know when I'm popping my shit, that perky hitting. I'ma fuck my bitch for 45 minutes, then jump back in it. She keep telling me I'm really that nigga, really I say I get it. Draco with the shell, catch it, extended, that shit a midget. Make my youngest spin, then spin your block again, that shit a fidget.
Hey, that's Ball, nigga. Ain't know how we carrying it. Slice, what's up, Slice?
What's up?
I do this shit. We turn this shit to like the come up flex or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
Flex come up, but what is it? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I knew this was the podcast, man. I had to talk heavy, man.
That's it, man.
We turned the podcast to the talk heavy. Niggas got to come up here and like stuff their bars up now.
Oh, you done raised it up? You raised the level?
If niggas come up here and rap, they got to rap, man. Seriously, man.
That's it.
You carrying that shit just like that, man.